Well, amid yesterday's chaos, a Democratic sweep in Georgia, where the party picked up two seats in the U.S. Senate. John Ossoff will be Georgia's first ever Jewish senator after beating Republican Senator David Perdue. And this follows Democrat Raphael Warnock's win over Kelly Loeffler, making him Georgia's first black U.S. senator. The Democrats now have control in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris serving as the tiebreaker. And for more, let's bring in Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler. And Stephen, this time yesterday, we thought the story of the day would be the outcome of these runoffs. What's the reaction in Georgia to these historic wins?
Well, that's right, Tanya. I mean, it is groundbreaking to see two record-setting senators from Georgia, two Democratic senators for the first time in a long time, coming on the heels of giving Joe Biden the state's electoral votes, the first time a Democrat has received that in almost 30 years. And it's notable because people across the state are celebrating just how broad of a coalition had to come together to elect these senators. And it was historic levels of runoff turnout, historic levels of black turnout, and really just people from all over the state are soaking in the history of having Ossoff and Warnock represent them in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. You know, of all people, there's been a lot of pressure on Georgia since the presidential election. The president, as we know, made that extraordinary phone call to the Secretary of State last weekend asking him to find votes from November's election. Georgia has had three presidential election recounts since November. Has there been any call for recounts in these Senate races?
No, and that's because of Georgia law. So if a candidate loses by half a percentage point or less, they can request a recount. And with the final ballots being tallied in the race, John Ossoff is pushed north of that limit, which is why you saw media outlets call the race for him. And Raphael Warnock won by even more than that. So there is no way for a recount. And while it's a relatively small margin compared to some races, it is still a decisive win for these candidates. And what's next is counties to certify the results and eventually send these two up to Washington.
Stepping back just a little bit, what did these two wins and Joe Biden's victory tell us about the changing makeup of politics in the state?
Well, Georgia is not a red state, but it's not a blue state either. It is squarely in the middle of purple right now. That the demographics of the state, as well as the political participation of the state, is really 50-50, and it's going to come down to who gets turned out the most in future elections and what kind of candidates run. I mean, I think I mentioned yesterday that the Republican that got the most votes in the race was actually a Public Service Commission candidate, a utility regulator who kept his head down and didn't really tie himself to Trumpian politics, and he got more votes than the other two Republican senators did. And so there's going to be a changing Republican Party in Georgia, but also for Democrats, they have brought so many new people into the fold, and really both parties have brought so many new voters into the fold, period, that it's going to be an interesting few years, especially when you consider Republicans are going to be the ones in charge of drawing the maps for the next decade.
Yes, and we know that Senator Kelly Loeffler, who had fully intended to object the certification of the electoral votes yesterday, had a change of heart. I have less than 30 seconds. Why do you think?
Well, some of it is because she lost and was no longer having to be loyal to Trump. And the other, it's really, really interesting to have a change of heart when people are literally trying to beat down your door. And it was just a stunning appearance.
Stephen Fowler covers politics for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
Thank you.